Chapter 58. Be a secret or not so secret admirer. There are plenty of people we look up to, whether it is a family member or a historical figure. We get strength from the success of others. The same should be said for people who speak well. If people you know from work, from an organization, or simply from crossing paths have a skill you want to work on, try to find an opportunity to connect with them formally or informally. If you can seek them out as a mentor or find ways to at least get some tips from them to improve yourself, it will make you stronger. You don't want to admire from afar when it comes to improving your public speaking skills. I've found that successful people in the field tend to be open and supportive in sharing suggestions. You should take in everything that will continue your positive learning trajectory. Clearly, we should not go about it independently. We need support and help along the way for our continued growth. I've connected with many great speakers who produce routine newsletters and have found formal and informal mentors who have shared what they do well with me. These little things begin to add up to a much greater success when we start to implement their feedback. Even if you don't know someone personally, are there other ways to connect with him or her? Can you connect with the person through LinkedIn or through other professional groups? Do you go online and read well-known speeches and analyze them? Or even attend a webinar? You can go to YouTube, Google, or other websites to find great speeches and great speakers who can meet your needs. Do you take a unique learning perspective to see the strengths of the speech structure and purpose? Can you easily understand the intended message? Finding individual speakers whom you can emulate and learn from should inspire you to reach further and perfect your craft. Finding the right connections and immersing yourself in their teachings can only make your own presentations stronger.